Hi, my name's Julie Macken. Welcome to More Civil Societies. Over the last couple of weeks, actually it's probably now over the last month or so, as the drought deepens, water becomes increasingly scarce and fires continue to grind through millions of hectares and fill the city with smoke, the Prime Minister has rightly been asked about the relationship between these realities and climate change, and more particularly what he plans to do about it. His response demonstrates really just how ignorant he is about this existential threat and how unprepared he's made the country as a consequence of his ignorance. When asked why he wouldn't meet with the 24 fire chiefs who'd asked to meet with him to discuss this historic crisis engulfing New South Wales and Queensland, the Prime Minister said, "The suggestion that any way, shape or form that Australia accountable for 1.3% of the world's emissions, that the individual actions of Australia are impacting directly on specific fire events, whether here or anywhere else in the world, that doesn't bear up to credible scientific evidence. Climate change is a global phenomenon and we're doing our bit as part of the response to climate change. We're taking action on climate change," he said. To be fair, the reporter didn't ask him if he thought emissions emitted from Australia were responsible for particular fires at particular postcodes. It was a more general question about how ready Australia was to deal with the very obvious impacts of climate change. The Prime Minister's comments follow a controversy in September when the Minister responsible for drought and natural disasters, David Littleproud, had said he didn't know if climate change was man-made or not. Then the Prime Minister, taking a leaf straight out of the National Rifle Association's ugly playbook on how to manage a schoolyard slaughter, said the firefighters risking their lives were in his thoughts and prayers, but that now wasn't the time to talk about why they were in a position of risking their lives, which was a pretty terrible response, given that it was firefighters who were fighting the fires and people who were losing their homes to the fires were the ones saying, "For God's sake, what are you doing about this?" Look, I've said it before and God knows I'll grimly say it again. We are on our own when it comes to making our communities and environment climate resilient. Given the Prime Minister has vacated his job of keeping us safe, and yet it is the first and last job of any Prime Minister to do that, we need to talk about what we can do. First, I reckon taking climate change seriously in Australia means we take the need to build landscape resilience very seriously. It's something we can all contribute to. Traditional owners and farmers are on the front line, and actually we need to listen up to traditional owners and Indigenous rangers who have been trying to tell the rest of us for a long time about the need to change how we fight fires. They use cool mosaic fire burning to fight fires and to prevent them. And now firefighters have joined that chorus. If we get the chance to do what's known as cool burns through winter, it means when the fires come in summer, there's not such a huge fuel load, and that means the fire doesn't burn so hot, which means the animals have a chance and the soil is not sterilised by the heat of a really intense mega fire. That's what's kind of happening at the moment in some areas. So folks, next winter, give the fireys a break when they say they need to do some control burn, some hazard reduction. Farmers. Farmers were paid for years to literally bulldoze trees from the landscape. Again, traditional owners who have now been joined by scientists will tell us that trees bring rain. And when it rains, and there are trees around, the soil hangs on to the moisture. We need trees to hang on to moisture and soil and create habitat not just for cows and sheep, but for the wildlife to travel along. And to do that, we need to actually stop paying farmers to clear the land. We need to create and pay landholders for the environmental services that they provide by not bulldozing trees, by actually planting trees. So we need people in the finance sector to create a way to do that. Farmers are going to be asked to change the way they farm over the next decade. That's going to happen whether Australians think that's a good idea or not, because intensive farming of animals for meat creates methane and clears the landscape. Talk a bit about the landscape before, but methane is actually not just a really potent greenhouse gas, but it can also be used as a source of power. But we need to put the systems in place for that to happen. That means putting engineers and scientists together with farmers to make that happen. Our cities are developing into climate ghettos. Bondi in Sydney is often 10 to 12 degrees cooler than Baulkham Hills in Sydney's west. That's partly a function of the location, but it's also a function of really crap urban design. Simple things like painting black roads white, planting up footpaths, creating canopies over the streets all make the temperature drop and the place look better. Also, if we're planting native trees, we get native animals, you know, giving them some refuge. So let's be smart about what we plant. And, you know, finally, or nearly finally, the first thing we can do, and we can all do this today, is stop buying stuff. Ask yourself if you really need it. When in doubt, leave it out. Because stuff, whatever stuff you're buying, is creating carbon emissions, pollution, plastics, it's creating grief. So let's just stop buying stuff. Finally, next council election, state election, federal election, vote for people who take this existential threat seriously. Whatever else you might have to worry about and vote for, without water, without an inhabitable land, none of it really matters much. And it is really high time we all voted for serious, sustained action to address this devastating reality. Because only the threat of electoral backlash will convince self-interested and extremely ignorant politicians like our current Prime Minister and his colleagues to take climate change seriously. And that starts with you and I.